So the one thing that I would share with anyone that's listening is, look, you're not broken and there's nothing to fix. So the power that you have in life is the power to choose, and you only just need to remember that and apply that knowledge, and you can change the destiny of your reality.
Do you need encouragement to turn tragedies into your own triumphant life story? If so, this podcast is for you. Listen to powerful guests who have persevered through challenges so you can gain strength to build your championship life. The host of Professor of Perseverance Podcast, Dr. James Perdue.
Hey, 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 come on in again today. Let's grab that favorite beverage, something to sit back and relax. And again, let's go over and talk about how we overcome adversity. What do we do to help us get through the next level of life so we can have a better one? I mean, maybe a more existence than we ever anticipated in life. So that's our topic, is overcoming adversities, getting through those struggles. I'm Dr. James Perdue, the Professor of Perseverance. Thank you for coming in on the Professor of Perseverance podcast. And our guest today, we're going to discover the five-step magnetic mind method and how become a super conscious in creating a life you absolutely love. All right, our guest today, welcome to the show, Gunther Mueller.
Hey, Dr. James, really appreciate you having me on as a guest here on the Professor of Perseverance. I love that title because, look, there is some perseverance required in life, that's for sure.
You got that right. Yeah, if you're not playing the game with perseverance, you're kind of lacking in there a little bit, I would think. I mean, you can do a lot of things, but you've definitely got to persevere.
Yeah, one of my favorite motivational speakers is Les Brown, and I was listening to him back in the 90s pretty religiously, and he said, look, if you're going to fall down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And I've never forgotten those words.
There you go. And I like when he try to get when he gets people fired up and he talks about, you got to be hungry.
That's right.
So got to be hungry. There you go. All right. So Gunther, yeah, we want to learn these your five-step magnetic mind method. But before we get started there, what gave you this epiphany to come up with this program, these five steps? What put you there?
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, I've been entrepreneurial for about 30 years, created all kinds of stuff. I grew up in New York City, moved to Colorado for the skiing, went to school out there, raised a family, you know, did all the things that you were supposed to do and was good at creating business. I've been in the solar industry, the restaurant industry, food distribution, coffee, the medical space. I own medical clinics. I do some venture capital today. So I have a lot of interests and a lot of success and also a lot of failures in business. Also, if anybody tells you that the road to success is not paved with failure, they're lying to you. Okay. So failure is part of life, you know, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's where we learn how to do things better, where we learn what our true nature is. Right. So what happened to me, the traumatic experience that happened to me was at the end of 2017, I had built about a $20 million a year company. I was making close to seven figures a year off of that. And at the end of the year, just before Christmas, I got a phone call. It was about a 90-second phone call, and it was a contractual issue, and it literally wiped everything out in 90 seconds. And so as you can imagine, a cold sweat came over my body, and it was like, what am I going to do now? And why is this happening to me? Right. And I had reinvented myself several times in my entrepreneurial life where things didn't work out the way I wanted them to work out. And I said to myself, you know, once and for all, I'm going to figure this out. I am going to figure out what it is that I'm able to create amazing things. I'm able to, but I'm not able to hold on to them. It's like they just vaporize. They just disappear. And I have to go back to recreating what I want again. And at that point, I had enough because I had put a lot of energy, a lot of time, you know, 3 years, blood, sweat, and tears into the thing I was working on. And then poof, it was gone. So I wasn't going to have that experience again. So I spent the next 2.5 years figuring this out. came across the magnetic mind method, which is actually created by a gentleman named Christopher Duncan. He's in Australia, and I am one of his certified coaches to share the method. He no longer coaches and things like that. So I find it as a passion for me to share this message on how to actually become super conscious and create a life that you absolutely love in all aspects of life.
Where everybody can become a super conscious creator.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is you already are. You just don't remember it. And whatever experiences you're having in your life right now, the quantum physical reality is that you have created that. And this is where the hair goes up on people's necks sometimes, or they get their feathers furled because they'll say, you know, what's going on in my life right now, I would have never created that. There's no way I created that. And when you get into the science of quantum physics, and I'm talking science over the last 40, 50 years, and if you are a science geek and you want to learn more about that, you got to read authors like Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, who wrote the book, The Field. The science of the quantum physical reality is there. And all I'm sharing with you today is the practical application of that theory, of that science, of that knowledge. Like, what do we do with that information to get the results that we want? So number one is we have to understand we are already super conscious, but we're focused on our problems. We're not focused on what we want.
That is very much true. We whine and cry about every little thing that happens to us instead of being grateful for what we do have overall. And Nancy, thank you for coming in. And this is Gunther Mueller in today speaking. So again, Nancy, thank you for coming in. Yeah, you're so right, Gunther, that we're a negative bunch, and we've got to work our way out of that.
So the big idea in the five steps is the number one step is we have to have a true choice, a true end result, a true desired reality. And the problem really is we've never been taught to do that. We've never been trained or taught to come from a place of choosing what we would really, truly love to experience. We've been taught to choose through the process of elimination, through consensus, meaning the people around us are going to approve of what we want. Or we have, you know, three crappy choices and we pick the least crappy of the three choices. Or we choose by default, or we choose by not choosing. Okay, so not choosing is a choice. And so when we find ourselves choosing from a place other than that, what we would truly love to experience, we are going to manifest something that we don't necessarily want, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because the more we concentrate on whatever it is, the more that we're going to obsess about it, and then we're just hunting for it until it falls in our lap.
Yep. So the idea of beginning with the end in mind is critical. So when we think about the life that we love, and I ask people all the time, so you want to create a life that you love. Well, what is that life? What's in it? What are you doing? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing? And unfortunately, the answer many times is, well, I don't really know. And see, and I'll tell someone, well, if you don't know what you want, why are you upset with what you have? Or why are you, like you said, whining and moaning about what you have? If you don't know what you want, you have created that which you have by being unspecific, by not being clear on what it is you would truly love to experience. So that's what everybody's got to get down. Step one is to really have a crystallized, clear, true end result, a true choice. And you know that you're in a true choice, that if I were to ask you, I would be like, Dr. James, why do you want that? You tell me you want something and I ask you, why do you want that? Your answer will have to be, I want it just because I want it. I want it just because I would love to experience it for no other reason, no story to tell, no rationalization, no justification. I want what I want just because I want it, just because I would love. And love is the operative word. I would love to experience it. When you can answer the question like that, you know you're standing in the midst of a true choice.
All right, awesome. That's cool. I like hearing that that way. I've never heard it before like that. And also, go back to you asked a question. If you don't know what you want, and you said my thing would be, if you don't know what you want, then how do you know you got it when you get it? If you don't know it, you know. That's so.
All right. Or you may know what you want, but you don't know it in all of its subtle detail. You don't know what the end result is totally going to look like. So if you only know bits and pieces of it and you start going about creating, let's say, a business or a company, or you get into a relationship, or you start on some health and wellness program, but you don't know really what the end result is that you would just love to have, then you may wind up with good and bad results or mixed results where you still find yourself not happy and not loving your life.
And that's where we need to try to be specific on what we want.
Yes.
Like you said, if you just say, hey, I want to start this business. What business? Well, it's one where I want to make money. Well, in what? Yeah. So we need to be specific on what we're going after.
And you bring up a really good point there, right? I want to start a business to make money. So if I asked you, you know, why do you want to start that business? And you tell me it's to make money or to have more abundance or to have time freedom or financial freedom or whatever it is you want, I would be there as your coach saying, look, the business is not the true choice. The experience of time freedom or financial freedom or abundance, that's really the true choice. And so all you're doing is you're thinking in your rational mind, in your problem-solving mind, that I need to create a business because I'm tired of working for somebody else or I hate my job or whatever it is, that you think creating a business is a solution to abundance. And it's not true. So if you were to focus on the experience of abundance and allow the quantum physical universal reality to figure out how you could actually have the experience of abundance, it may include a business. It may include a different job. It may include finding a huge suitcase of money on the street. You don't know, because the possibility of how that experience of abundance can flow into your life, you don't have to worry about how. You just have to focus on what it is you would love to experience.
Yeah, I would come back with the, you were talking about the freedom of time and whatnot. And I would come back with, I want to eliminate what Dolly Parton would sing about working 9 to 5.
That's right. That's right.
So, hey, I'm working in Dolly Parton. My Tennessee native partner's with me. Of course, she's on the opposite end of the state of me, but we're working the Tennessee area here now.
Yeah. 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 And let me just share with the audience what a creative stance would sound like so that they just have a knowing of what it is. So, a creative stance sounds like, you know, I choose to live my true nature and purpose. I choose to be the predominant creative force in my life. I choose to live the life that I love. I choose to be healthy and vital. These are the core four creative stances because they pretty much cover every aspect of life. And that's very different than being in the problem-solving reality, which is, okay, how do I become healthy? Or how do I become the predominant force in my life? It's a difference between trying to solve the problem and actually just choosing that experience.
Well, that makes a lot of sense there, yeah. You know, the difference between how and choosing. So, yep. Again, it goes back to me being specific about that area. So, yep. All right, good deal. All right.
So from step one, we got to go into step two. And step two is creating the structural tension in the mind between the way it is now and the way we would love it to be. And without judgment, right? You mentioned yes. earlier gratitude and contentment. So when we look at the current reality and we just look at it saying, okay, this is just what is, we don't have to get emotional about it. We don't have to get wrapped up into a judgment about the way it is now. And the other thing is we're not going to look at the future as being better than the present. We're just going to hold the future as being a different experience than the present, a different experience that we're choosing to have for no other reason than we'd love to have that experience. It doesn't make the current reality bad. So in the mind, we create a structural tension in step two between the way it is now and the way we would love it to be. The way it is now, the way we would love it to be. And we hold that tension because the mind wants to resolve any tension, and it goes through the path of least resistance to solve that tension point.
I like the part about no judgment with the past and everything, because you know as well as I do, you see so many people who say, I can't go do this because, and they want to throw something that happened 50 years ago and want to keep hanging on to that and squeezing it for their excuse.
Yes. And so I want to bring that up too. So it maybe feels like an excuse, but what it really is the identity that we have crafted over a lifetime. So from the time we entered into this world, even look at 0 to 7 years old, we were trying to figure out what it's like here and what do I need to do to survive here, right? So we came out of the womb, which was like, you know, 5-star experience at the Ritz-Carlton, all your needs were met, and boom,
that's right.
you pop out into the world, and it's like, what do I got to do to get food? What do I got to do to get love and acceptance? What do I got to do to have a place, safe place to sleep? What do I got to do to survive in this world? And so as we move through the life stream and the life experience, we have made decisions on how to survive, on how to minimize pain and how to increase satisfaction or pleasure, right? And so it's sabotaging identities sometimes that create those excuses. Things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not capable, I'm insignificant, I'm not perfect, I don't belong. I had some experience that I made a decision about, like you said, 50 years ago. And that's what starts that because statement, because something happened to me a long time ago that I made a choice about then, I'm behaving this way now. And that's where we have to look at in the present moment, our power is the power of choice. And all we have to do is shift that identity and not allow a choice that we've made in the past to dictate the future. And in that present moment, we're just going to choose something different. Does that make sense?
Makes it clear to me. Yes, it makes a lot of sense that, again, depending again on what you focus on is going to be what you're going to receive more than likely through there. Again, you keep focusing on the bad, the negative experiences, like you said, then you're going to continue receiving the bad, the negative.
Yep. So then from the second step, which is creating that structural tension, we need to go into the third step, which is getting into the emotion of the end result. Einstein said that there's only two things in the universe. There is information and energy. And the energy part is our emotion. Now, emotions and thoughts are not really real. We make them up. We create them, okay? And you can prove that to yourself by having emotions just kind of come at you. What negative emotions we try to suppress. We try to hold them back. We try to push them back because they create pain. But if you would allow those emotions to just come at you full strength, you'll see that they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And they just kind of wash through you and kind of go away. And that's where you can get the experience that, look, the thought or the emotion is not really real. I actually created that in my own conscious awareness, and I experienced it. And so it's in that power of choice that we can choose to experience something else, and we can choose in our imagination to get into the emotion of the end result, meaning asking ourselves the question, what would it feel like to have that experience that we would love to have? What does it feel like to have that thing that I say that I want? And, you know, we're in Olympic season right now where the athletes are competing and we're recording this show. And I think about Olympic athletes and how they use the power of their mind and imagination to visualize and imagine themselves breaking a world record or, you know, being on the medal stand, receiving a gold medal or beating their fiercest competitor by 1/100th of a second. How many times do you think these athletes have seen themselves, visualized themselves, felt themselves winning in their imagination, in their mind? And I can tell you it's tens and tens of thousands of times that they have gotten into the emotion of that end result and feeling the reality of what they desire.
Yeah, right? I like that what you just said is, I mean, it's not just visualizing what's going on, but it's also feeling the emotions of seeing that visualization, you know, that I've finally beat my competitor for the first time. I beat him for 1/10 of his second or whatever, but you got to feel the emotions along with it for every, to get all the experiences that's coming along with the outcome.
Yeah. Feeling what it feels like to stand on the medal podium or whatever your true choice is, to get into it and imagine and feel what it really would feel like to have that true choice right now, to be in that reality right now. And, you know, sometimes people say I can't get there or I can't feel it, right? It takes a little bit of practice. The imagination is a little bit like a muscle. So number one, you have to desire it. You have to want to exercise your imagination, right? And the more you do that, the more capable you become of imagining what it's like, all right? What it's like to be there. So does that make sense so far?
Yes, sir. I'm right along with you. Nancy's right. Hanging in. She's going also. She's throwing in here. Her power is not her own. It comes from. And she's going with Jesus. He's the one that gives us everything. And she's correct there. But it's our responsibility to use these powers that Jesus gives us in our choosing of the experience.
Yeah, so you know, I like to go into the tradition, and I've read the scriptures myself. And my favorite thing is right in the beginning, we were created in the image of God. And I'm not negating any other faith or anything like that, because there are many similar patterns that when you investigate them. But let's just take the Christian path in the scripture. In the beginning, it says you were created in the image and likeness of God, and God is a creator. So when I say that we have that reflection of the creator in us, that we, like you just said, we are responsible to a degree to hone that skill, to be creative, to create and manifest just like Jesus did. And I think if you read his words closely, you'll find that he implored us to do so, to really tap into that connection, whether you call it super conscious or you put a different name on it, like Father or Jesus, or there's a myriad of names that you can put things on. I think we're kind of all talking about the same thing on some level. But becoming creative, it is our nature to be creative. We were given that ability.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I'm all for what's saying is, you know, Jesus and God gives us this, but if we don't do our part, we're not going to manifest anything.
Right. Right. You have been given this gift. Now it's up to you to ignore it or to, let's say, use this power to create good in the world, right? To create, what's wrong with creating a life that you love?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And helping other people do the same, to get out of their pain, to move towards satisfaction and, you know, manifesting a reality in their life that they can enjoy this life.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm a big believer in how we should be able to help other people, not just pull them along and stray them along, but to truly help them. And then hopefully they can take what they've learned, the knowledge, the experience, whatnot, to help someone else.
Yeah. Yep. So when we do those three steps, then we get into the fourth step, which is the magnetic mind recode. And, you know, I position the magnetic mind method as kind of a revolution in the perfect, in the personal development movement, where in the personal development movement, we've always been trying to attack the subconscious mind from the conscious mind. And this comes from things like positive mental attitude, affirmations, The Secret, Law of Attraction, all of these different things, tools. And I'm not saying anything, any of them are bad. They are effective. They do work. But as we evolve as a people, we want things faster, or we want results a little bit faster. And so that's why I'm saying what we're talking about here is a little bit of a revolution in the personal development space, because instead of attacking it from the subconscious, I mean, from the conscious mind and trying to recode this subconscious program that we've developed over a lifetime, if we go to that superconscious level, and again, the superconscious is really that highest aspect of yourself. Some people will call it a soul. Some people will call it your higher self. Some people, but we all kind of have a consciousness that there is an aspect of ourselves that is tied into a higher level than what we're consciously aware of, let's say, in our normal day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. And when we go to that superconscious level and we ask superconscious that aspect, that highest and best aspect of ourselves, and we say, look, do you see what we really would love, our true choice? And superconscious, of course, can see it. It knows what you desire. It knows what you'd love to experience, what you'd love to have, what you'd love to create. And then you can say, do you see the resistance that's in the way? Do you see whatever it is that's blocking me being able to manifest or experience that true choice that I have? And you can ask superconscious with the help of a coach in the beginning to help you really get this going, because it's a connection in the metaphysical or the field of infinite possibilities. Again, these are quantum physical realities. And we ask superconscious to do a massive change history, to actually recode that subconscious program. And I want you to think of it like Windows 10 on your computer. All right. Every once in a while, Microsoft sends down an update, right, to update Windows 10 or iOS updates. And you install the update, you restart your machine, right? And the machine runs differently, hopefully better. And you use it to do productive work. You have no idea how the machine works. It's running on an operating system. Our subconscious mind is the same thing. We've crafted the coding in our subconscious mind throughout our lifetime through the choices and the decisions and the traumas and the abuses and everything we've had to deal with in our lifetime where we've made choices about how it is here. And that includes our spiritual perspectives, the paradigms that we work with, the influences from every aspect that we've been exposed to in life. We have created an identity. And so when we ask that superconscious side of ourselves to kind of recode that identity, what happens is the identity is allowed to shift. And that's where some of those self-sabotaging things move in a more positive direction, from I'm not good enough to I am good enough. I'm not worthy to I am worthy. Not capable, I am capable. And you have these identity shifts. And when the identity moves, it needs to create a current reality that is congruent with that identity. The reason we always create like Groundhog Day and we create the same thing over and over and over, just like I did in creating things, and then they just kind of slip through my fingers and they go away and I snap back up. I guess I got to start over. I guess I got to do it again. I had that reality going on in me where I just wasn't good enough to hold on to it. I wasn't skilled enough. I wasn't capable enough. There was something operating, and I don't know the details exactly what caused it or where it was. But when I discovered the magnetic mind method and I just asked that higher version or that superconscious version of myself to update the code, update that subconscious programming to melt away the resistance that was in the way of me having that true choice, my identity was able to shift and it became more congruent with a reality that's not better, it's just different. And I get to experience what I want, what I love to experience now, which is in all aspects more of a life that I love.
I like what you brought up about the with the superconscious. You know, I believe the majority of people think there's some type of higher power or soul or whatnot. I believe that they think that. And again, that soul or higher power, superconscious, knows what we really want and everything like that. But breaking that resistance, that barrier, is what for us to be able to, I would say, like maybe communicate better with that superconscious.
Yeah. Because right now we live a life and we're in a culture where there's a lot of noise. All right. A lot of noise coming in, whether it's the social media, whether it's friends and family. There's a lot of expectation that's coming into us. And the unfortunate reality is most of us don't listen to that still small voice that's inside of us. We don't shut it down enough to actually pay attention and to listen more than we speak, and to have that connection with that, let's say, that infinite connection with what truly is. And that may sound a little, you know, woo-woo out there to some people, and the skepticism might be rising up. And again, I just want to point you to 50 years of research in this field now, and really understanding scientifically the neuroplasticity of the mind, of the brain, the epigenetics of who we are, the ability for auto-suggestion to change the results that we experience in our lives. This is not my opinion, right? And if you're a science geek or you need to know the hard facts, you know, read Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton and Lynn McTaggart and just dive into that information and see the science, the experiments that have been done that prove out this creator stance, that prove out this power of visualization, getting into the emotion of the end result and having that true choice and really bringing that true choice into your present moment experience. You know, if you're not interested in that and you don't want to change the way things are, then it'd be a complete waste of time for you to do that. But if you're in the place where you would love your experience to be different, again, not better, but different, and you want to do it by choice because your power is in choosing that which you would love to experience, then investigating the five-step method. So then the fifth step, after we do that recode, we basically ask superconscious that what is the next obvious action? What's the next thing that we should do that's just obvious? And this is where the rational mind will want to come up and tell a story. It'll be like, oh, we tried that before and it didn't work. Or don't you know you're not good enough for that or this or that, whatever. There's going to be some rational reasoning that if you listen to that voice, it's going to paralyze you. You're not going to take that action step. You're going to keep doing what you've always been doing. And this is, again, where a coach comes in handy to help you identify that next obvious action. You write it down, and then pretty much on faith, you move in that direction. You take that next obvious action. And that is what puts you in alignment with the true choice. You are acting as if and doing what that person would be doing that is experiencing that reality. So when that obvious action step comes to you, it's usually the first thought that comes to your mind, which we tend to ignore. We think it's like an accident or something, and it's not really real. But if I were coaching you, I'd say, look, that's what you need to pay attention to. You need to pay attention to those thoughts that come up and they seem weird to you. But that is actually that superconscious side speaking to you and giving you the ideas to move you into the direction of that true choice.
Yeah, I've said before that we on the higher chain of life, the most intelligent creatures out there, we get in our own way because we want to overthink things or, like you said, don't listen to our own self-conscious or superconscious because we think it's too easy, too simple. We don't want to hear that or whatever it is. But right. We overanalyze a lot of things, even though we're the superior intelligence.
Yeah. And so this is where, you know, the title of your show, you're the professor of perseverance. What if it could be easier? I mean, perseverance is a great character trait to have, right? And if we're always in the problem-solving reality, we need perseverance more than anything else because we're continually trying to solve problems to get what we want. And I'm going to suggest that if we get into the creator space, the perseverance that we're going to need is to continually remind ourselves to take that creator stance, to step out of the problem-solving stance, assume the creative stance, run through the five steps, focus on that which we want, not on what we don't want, so that what we want can actually grow and actually show up in our active current reality experience. So the perseverance that I identify with here is learning this method, understanding that it is backed by quantum physical science, and it is the practical application of this theory to get one thing in life, and that is the results that you want. Having less pain and more satisfaction in life, and choosing to approach this of how we get what we want, to approach it in a new way, in a different way. And I hope in the future that's the perseverance that we rest on, or that skill that we have. We become persevering in adjusting our mindset and moving our mindset to a place of focusing on what we want instead of what we don't want.
Well, Coach Gunther Mueller, becoming a super conscious creator, man, thank you for sharing your tips. I mean, this is awesome. And well, not just your five methods, but who do you say developed these, you studied under?
Gentleman named Chris Duncan. He's out of the Gold Coast of Australia. Really great guy. And he also came through much personal, you know, pain and suffering to figure this out. And he also rests on the shoulders of giants that have done a lot of work before him. And so it's, you know, it's the accumulation of knowledge and theory. But as you know, knowledge is nothing by itself until it's applied. So it's taking this knowledge and practically actually applying it in our life is where the magic happens, is where the results start to happen. And so even in the personal development movement all these years, you know, things evolve. I'm not criticizing anything that came before us. It's worked. I've been involved in it. I've spent multiple six figures doing everything there is to do under the sun and trying to get the results that I want in my life. And just when I discovered this, you know, it answered my question of what if it could be easier? What if there is a way now, knowing what we know, to manifest the results that we want in business, in love and relationships, in health and vitality, in every aspect of life? How do we really manifest what we would love to experience? I don't think there's anything more important to answer than that question. You know, who are we and what do we want? And remembering who we truly are, and that our power is in the creative choice that we get to make in life.
Amen, brother. So, and again, we're with Coach Gunther Mueller, becoming a super conscious creator of a life you absolutely love with the five-step method of a magnetic mind method. And all right, well, I appreciate you being on here sharing. You've opened my eyes up on a few things that I wasn't truly aware of, or possibly I've heard 40 years ago, just forgot about it, and you refreshed it, my memory. So I appreciate that. And so if, Gunther, if you can tell everybody how to they can get a hold of you somehow, social media, and I know on your website you got that free download and a free training for others. Yeah. So if you want to share that.
Sure. The best place to, if this resonated with you and you want to know more, is to go to dreamlifemasters.com. So just dreamlifemasters with an S.com. Got some other videos on there, some free downloads, get into a further deeper training from that place as well. And then if you listen to our conversation today and you would really love to experience the five steps for yourself and actually do one of these recodes with me one-on-one, you can go to questforthequan.com, QUESTFORTHEQUAN.com, questforthequan.com. I usually charge $397 to spend an hour and a half with me going through the five steps and doing a recode for podcast listeners, because I love the medium of podcasting, because we get to have a conversation for your listeners. I'll do it for $109. So that's an hour and a half one-on-one recode session so that people can actually experience this for themselves and get past the skepticism as to whether it works or not.
And I'll put those links and information in the description to make it easier for people to click on and head your direction. Hey, if you're looking for a coach to help you, you know, change your course of life, Coach Gunther Mueller, he's what we call the man. So let's go out and check him out. All right, Gunther, one more thing here, if you don't mind. We know people are struggling. People are hurting somewhat, and if you could come up with a powerful message to help them get through today.
So the one thing that I would share with anyone that's listening is, look, you're not broken, and there's nothing to fix. So the power that you have in life is the power to choose, and you only just need to remember that and apply that knowledge, and you can change the destiny of your reality.
I love that. You're not broken and there's nothing to fix. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love that. It's awesome. So you come up with it yourself?
No, that comes from Chris Duncan. It comes from the magnetic mind work. It comes from the reality. This is the message that we're sharing with people, is because the personal development movement has been one in which you're continually going back to fix something of yourself, another book, another course, another seminar, something that you're broken somewhere and you have to fix it. And we're finally saying that, look, you're not broken. There's nothing to fix. You just need to become aware of your ability to choose a different reality. And this is the quantum physical truth. This is the way the universe is set up. And so when you master that and you leverage that and you learn how to do that one thing, I mean, when you become really consciously super conscious and you learn to recode the resistance that's in the way of having what you want, and you're able to take the next obvious action, and you get to this place where you can turn thoughts into things, I'm here to tell you that life becomes easier. Less pain, more satisfaction, easier flow in life. And, you know, I think to myself, who doesn't want that? Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. And we, yeah, exactly, from there. So I'm just still with saying that you're not broken and there's nothing to fix. That'd be a name of a great title of a book or a seminar, webinar, something, training, specifically for that.
There is a book. And if you hit my website, dreamlifemasters.com, we can get you a copy of the book called You're Not Broken.
There you go. All right. We'll put those links down there at the bottom for everyone else. Hey, thank you for coming in, for the people coming in for the replay, and be sure to share everything out to, you know, there's someone that needs this information. They're struggling in life. They need some type of help. And this may be the one that's going to get them through to the next level. Just contact Gunther Mueller. Again, I'll have the information down below. Hey, everybody, let's do something today, tomorrow, something next week that's going to help you persevere past your paralysis.
Thanks for listening to the Professor of Perseverance podcast for motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. For more information, go to Facebook at Professor of Perseverance. Visit the website at professorofperseverance.com and view the YouTube channel, Dr. James Perdue, Professor of Perseverance.